Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Very looking forward to having a chat with Zolani Fichler this afternoon, the spokesperson for the Johannesburg Metro Police Department. Good afternoon, Zolani.
Good afternoon to you, and let me also take this opportunity to greet the listeners.
Thank you, and I do apologize for my non-exact pronunciation of your name, but it's another reason we love South Africa. We all can't speak perfectly. We all make up for each other's lackings. So Zolani,
no,
very
is an understanding.
Thank you. Very interesting time of year now as we all preparing for the festive season coming up. So as the spokesperson for the Metro Police, I'm sure you are busy, but I'm sure the department's even more rearing up for the season. So let's first look at how do you actually prepare for the season. Do you have to bring in extra staff? What do you have to do to make our roads safe each December?
Heading to the festive, as you did say, is one of the most busiest times of the year. We find that people will be going to various destinations throughout the country, either for holiday, others going back home, others will be at holiday within the city of Johannesburg. So we have to put in contingency measures to make sure that everyone is safe, but most importantly that everyone is complying to the laws of the city and also the laws of the country. So as JMPD, we'll be focusing on our three main core functions. First is crime prevention, secondly is traffic management, and thirdly is bylaw enforcement. So with those all combined, officers will be doing 22-point checks. And then we'll also be doing roadside checks where they'll be checking vehicle fitness. And then they'll also be checking for any dangerous weapons or illegal substances that which could be found. And then officers will also be conducting drunk and driving roadblocks. They'll be checking, of course, so that motorists aren't driving under the influence of alcohol. We do know that that is one of the major causes of either serious injuries or fatalities on our roads. And as I did say that we're having also high visibility patrols, that's foot patrols, and also with our vehicles where officers will have their blue lights on at most times. And we'll also have the stop and searches, searching vehicles and also searching people. Then most importantly, we'll also be having integrated operations with other law enforcement agencies within the city and within the province of Gauteng. And these include SAPS, Gauteng Traffic, and even private security. You know that within Gauteng, there's Operation Ukaimulao, which is headed by the SAPS Provincial. And JMPD also forms a part of that, where we make sure that we bring lawlessness to its knees within the city of Johannesburg. But most importantly, as I did mention, that people will be leaving for various parts of the country. So we'll be checking for driver fitness, that people have the right documentation to allow them to be driving on the roads. And also importantly, checking for vehicle fitness, that the vehicles are actually roadworthy to be on the roads, because that is also another factor contributing to fatal injuries.
Sure. It's incredible. It sounds like incredible work and a mammoth task ahead of you. How do you plan where to position your Metro Police? Are there hotspots, or do you do like, at every certain kilometer intervals? How do you plan for that?
Within the city, there are hotspots, but we are assisted by statistics which are received from the South African Police Service, where they get their quarterly statistics, which shows which areas or policing precincts have the highest crime, if I should say so. And then officers are deployed and placed within those regions to make sure that we deal with that specific crime that has been identified and that crime that we can deal with. And also on the freeways, officers will be placed at intervals within, let's say, 15 kilometers from each other. And that's also to ensure that motorists adhere to all the rules of the road, and especially those who are going to be leaving the city using either the N1, the N12, and the N3.
Wow. Maybe a slightly controversial question. I'm sure none of your Metro Police are involved in anything to do with bribes, but I'm just thinking that they would also like a holiday, and I'm sure they're exhausted after a hard year. How do you ensure that they are motivated to keep the streets safe, to obviously, keep law and order?
I think the biggest motivation you can get as an employee is if your leadership gives you the biggest support. If they always support to you in all the duties that you do and in everything that you do, then that gives you motivation that at least when I'm executing my duties, whatever situation that I come through, my leadership will support me. I think that's the biggest support that anyone can ask for. But as a police officer, you always need to be motivated because criminals don't sleep. So it's important for us to also not sleep and also important for us to keep the residents of the city of Johannesburg safe at all times.
Absolutely. It's incredible work that you do. We've got just about a minute left, so I'll quickly ask you. You mentioned statistics earlier. With petrol prices going up, do you have like any idea of the trends on the roads? Like when petrol prices go up, are there less cars? Do less people travel in that way, more flying, or how does it affect you and the roads?
Usually you do find that even if petrol prices go up, there's a whole lot of vehicles that you find in the roads of Johannesburg. But fortunately for us, when it does come to the festive season, especially heading towards Christmas and the New Year, it does get a bit quiet because the people have left, as I did say, for various destinations. They've gone for a holiday and others have gone back home. So it does get a bit quieter in the city of Johannesburg, and we do see less traffic volume. And I think that also makes the job for our officers who are enforcing traffic regulations easier.
Absolutely. Zolani Fikhla, we are so honored to have had you this afternoon. Thank you as the spokesperson for the Johannesburg Metro Police Department. Thank you for joining us, and we wish you a wonderful afternoon forward.